For this Monday, October 20th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. The City of Mount Vernon is hosting a groundbreaking ceremony for the Philip H. Hageman Event Center this morning. The ceremony begins at 9 o'clock at Hageman Park on Country Club Road in Mount Vernon. Key speakers include the Mayor of Mount Vernon, Steve Lehrer, and Beth McFadden Higgins. The Philip H. Hageman Event Center will serve as a multifunctional hub for Mount Vernon and Posey County. Situated within the newly developed Hageman Park, the center will feature modern amenities for the community, town staff, and also the Boys and Girls Club. German Township water officials say customers in Blairsville, Wadesville, and Stewartsville had disruption in their water service. Friday afternoon, they said a water main was damaged and crews had to fix it. Friday night, they said a boil water advisory was issued for customers in those towns. Officials encourage you to boil cooking and drinking water 5 minutes before using. Last Friday, Mount Vernon football reclaimed the Posey County Cup as they picked up a win at home versus North Posey 54-37. The Wildcats had over 550 yards of total offense. Mount Vernon running back Shane Krieger carried the ball 37 times for 253 yards and had 5 touchdowns. Quarterback Ryder Snodgrass completed 14 of his 16 passes for 289 yards and threw 3 touchdowns. Wide receiver Nash Hostetter caught 6 passes for 133 yards and 2 touchdowns. Brady Schickel had 3 catches for 52 yards and a touchdown, and Logan Clowers had 3 receptions for 83 yards. On the North Posey side, running back Brett Bucher ran the ball 29 times for 226 yards and 2 touchdowns. Quarterback Carter Schickel passed 498 yards and 3 touchdowns. Camden Clowers caught 2 of those touchdowns. Mount Vernon improves to 6-3, and North Posey fell to 6-3. Postseason play begins this Friday as Mount Vernon travels to Southridge for the first run of the Class 3A Sectional 32, and North Posey is at home with Pike Central in the first run of the Class 2A Sectional 39 on Friday. Now, coming up tonight here on Posey County Radio is the Mount Vernon North Posey Football Coaches Show at 5:30. The Mount Vernon show is on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Alan Buck is the host of the show. The North Posey Show is on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Jordan Fisher is the host of that show. On Saturday morning, North Posey Volleyball had their season come to an end with a tough semifinal loss in the Class 2A Sectional 48 as Tecumseh won in 5 sets. The Vikings lost the 5th set 15-13. North Posey Volleyball concludes their season with a 25-5 record. We finish up with professional sports in the NFL on Sunday. It was Week 7 of the regular season, and the Indianapolis Colts won their third straight game in Los Angeles versus the Chargers 38-24. Running back Jonathan Taylor rushed for 94 yards on 16 carries and 3 touchdowns. Quarterback Daniel Jones was 23 for 34 passing for 288 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Colts improved to 6-1 and return home this Sunday for a division game with the Tennessee Titans. A 17-point second quarter helped the Chicago Bears win their 4th straight game as they beat New Orleans Saints in Chicago 26-14. Bears running back DeAndre Swift carried the ball 19 times for 124 yards and 1 touchdown. Quarterback Caleb Williams went 15 for 26 for 172 yards and 1 interception. Chicago improves to 4-2, and they play in Baltimore against the Ravens on Sunday. In Nashville, the Tennessee Titans suffered a 31-13 loss to the New England Patriots. After leading 10-3 after the first quarter, Tennessee was outscored 28-3 for the rest of the game. Titans quarterback Cam Ward was 25 for 34 passing for 255 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. Tennessee rushed for only 39 yards. The Titans' record slides to 1-6, and again, they play at the Colts on Sunday. Out west in Arizona, the Green Bay Packers pulled out a 27-23 win over the Cardinals. Green Bay outscored Arizona 14-3 in the fourth quarter and got a 1-yard rushing touchdown from Josh Jacobs with 1:50 left in the game to pull in front. Packers quarterback Jordan Love went 19 for 29 passing for 179 yards and 1 touchdown. Green Bay runs a record of 4-1-1 and plays at the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday Night Football this week. That's news and sports for this Monday, October 20th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Monday. Your weather forecast is next.